It's science.
Okay, what's up, team? This is Justin, the WOD nutritionist. Here at CBG, we help you lose body fat, build muscle, and crush your WODs without tracking macros. Today's topic is going to be about how to fuel for not only quarterfinals, which is coming up, but also how do we help our athletes and our clients reach their goals without tracking macros, right? So we'll go through those two topics today. 24.2 is coming out tonight. This will air after, but I'm excited. I don't know if you guys noticed, because I try to share stuff about my life, but I don't think people that are that interested. But I took a hiatus from CrossFit like the last 2 years. I was still doing it, you know, just like not at a box or anything crazy. Now I'm actually back. Like, I'm doing it multiple times per week. It's actually pretty exciting. I did lose a lot of strength, like especially with like cleans and snatches and stuff like that. My capacity is not as good, but I think I'm going to get back pretty quickly. So I'll keep you guys updated on it. So it's pretty exciting. So I am excited for 24.2. I think it'll be cool to see what shows up and some of those different things. So that's pretty cool. So, okay, team, let's get into it. So today's topic is really going to be around and centered around how do we help our clients here at CBG lose body fat, build muscle, crush their WODs without tracking macros, right? And so what we want to focus on is obviously creating something simple. Because when things are simple, you're going to be able to stay more consistent. That consistency is what's going to lead to the results that are currently missing. So is the idea around macros and the science behind calories in, calories out, all that stuff, can all that help you reach your goals? Of course, it's thermodynamics, right? The problem is to put it into practice is very difficult for people to do consistently, right? And there are a lot of people out there like, oh, you just don't have enough motivation, or your goals are not important enough to you if you can't track your macros every day. Guys, that's just not true, right? We work with almost 15 games athletes here at CBG, and all of them came to me at some point over the past couple of years because they were tired of tracking macros. It's just really a part-time job to track every single gram of food that you're eating. It can really take the enjoyment out of food, which is definitely not what we want, right? I mean, for a lot of athletes, food is fuel, like that's number one, but food is so much more than that. You know, and so I think we want to create something simple, right? And so what we do is we actually create our blueprint system, right? And our blueprint system is where we would take basically every single anthropometric data point, as well as your activity level. So your body weight, your height, your age, how many WODs you're doing at your box, extra training you do, your step count, like all these different things going on in your life. And we put that into our CrossFit nutrition calculator. Right, this is something proprietary that me and my team have developed over the 10 years here at CBG. We put those numbers in there. So you may be in menopause, that's factored in. You may be postpartum. You may be 25 years old with a spunky metabolism, right? And you may be working out three times a day, right? You're a games athlete. All that's considered and put into the CrossFit nutrition calculator, right? That gives us the calories and the macros that we need to help support your goals, right? Now, a lot of coaches will stop there. They say, hey, here are your calories and macros, your three numbers, good luck. Okay. And that would be like you going into your CrossFit gym and they're like, hey, we're going to do 100 wall balls, we're going to do 100 calorie bike, and we're going to do 250 double unders. Come up with your own workout. It doesn't make any sense. Right? You're just getting three numbers, go do this, right? There's no coaching involved in that, right? You have to understand how to incorporate those three numbers, your protein, carbs, and fat, in a way that fits your lifestyle and that makes sense, right? And so that's where our blueprint system comes in, right? We actually take the calories and macros, we break everything down into portion sizes. 4 ounces of chicken is the size of the cell phone that you have. This is all stuff we've learned from tracking macros. It's easy. We're just going to do it with other foods. We're going to learn everything about your life, because through the relationship-based coaching here at CBG, you're actually doing video calls with your coach regularly. You have 24/7 tech support, right? It's not, hey, here are your macros, email me on Monday. That's not coaching. It's just not coaching, right? So you're going to do video calls. You have 24/7 tech support, and we're going to learn everything about your life. What time you wake up, what time you go to sleep, you know, when you work out, how many meals and snacks can you have throughout the day? When do you pick up the kids? When is dinner with the family? These are all things we learn about through the relationship-based coaching. We take the portion sizes and we fit them right into the life that you're currently living. That's your blueprints. So the blueprints are kind of like your CrossFit gym that you go to now, right? You go in there and you're like, oh, great, the workout's on the board. I don't need to think about the workout or the warm-up. Like, everything is done for me, right? That's the blueprints. The blueprints are the done-for-you nutrition model. The portions, when, how much, based on the life you're currently living, right? That way, we can start build habits and structure based off of how we live today versus like trying to uproot your life to come follow some program. Doesn't make sense. We need to fit into the life that you currently have. That's where the relationship-based coaching comes in, right? Where you have 24/7 tech support with your coach. Just like your CrossFit gym, right? You don't get an email 3 days later after you're doing an overhead squat. You get help right there in your CrossFit gym. Your coach is right there helping and supporting you. This is the same idea. We have to be doing that on the nutrition side. Things come up and people need to find solutions, right? So the 24/7 tech support and the video calls help build true accountability with every single client that we work with. The blueprints help build out a life where food is involved in a way that holds you accountable and you can build habits, right? Now, what your coach is going to do is they're actually going to incorporate and help you build out the meals, right, based on the portion sizes, because the way we develop the blueprints are, and we incorporate the foods that we like, is through our macro cheat sheet. Our macro cheat sheet teaches you how to quit tracking and understand the portions necessary. So on a macro cheat sheet, we have every single food available that you can think of, right? Everything's there, and it teaches you how to go from the food to the macro, then to the portion size, so that it fits into the blueprints really easily, right? So that's how you understand the portion size is necessary based on your blueprints, right? And so it's not like eat six meals a day, or it fits into your life, right? And so I think that's what makes building the habits so important with tracking macros. I'm sorry, dude, you're just not building any habits. Like, how are you building habits when you have three numbers and it's just random? Like, you're just randomly just, oh, I'll eat some protein and a snack. I'm going to log it. And then it's all random. It's like going to the gym randomly in the day, or like, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to go randomly for a run. Nobody does that. Everybody has a set time that they do things throughout the day based on the life they're already living, what their job demands are, whether they're working from home, like when their spouse gets home, when their kids need to be picked up, what sports they're playing. Like, these are things that are in our life. We need to structure around those things to be consistent and build habits. And tracking macros just doesn't necessitate that. It just doesn't make sense to do it long term. It's a great food awareness skill we can utilize and build, but it's not something long term, right? I actually got in a fight with Lane Norton about this online. Lane Norton is one of the best nutritional specialists and scientists out there. He has a PhD in biochemistry, and he has an app. And it's say, hey, track your macros, every single thing you eat, every morsel of food, right? And I said, dude, I bet you in 10 years, nobody's tracking their macros. You can go look at it on a post on IG. I'm like, dude, I bet you in 10 years, nobody's tracking. Because he was like making a comment about how he like tracked his kid's macros before, but he doesn't tell his kids and stuff. I'm like, dude, that's weird, bro. Don't do that. Don't track your kid's macros. Like, just have them prioritize protein. You're cooking a lot of the food for them, obviously, right? Besides when they're at school, make sure you're prioritizing, making sure to get vegetables. They're growing, dude. Like, tracking their macros, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? So it's a great tool. It's a great start, but it's not the finish line, right? So creating a blueprint, you could create the blueprint yourself, by the way. Like, if you know your macros, you create your own blueprint. May take you some time. Like, it may take you a couple months to like get it right. Whereas my team can like help you figure out what that looks like immediately. But that's our blueprint system and how it works. That's how we help people quit tracking, right? Really simple, but that's what it needs to be. I think people need and overestimate how simple it can be. It's still hard work, but people underestimate how simple it can be to really start seeing visible changes, lose body fat, build muscle, and actually feel better in their CrossFit box. Right. So your coach, what they do is they they actually continuously change the blueprints over time too, to make sure you never hit plateaus. You can continue to get stronger. You can continue to change your body composition, and they hold you accountable to the blueprints through the relationship-based coaching, right? The relationship-based coaching is through the video calls. Obviously having your coach's personal cell phone number where you can text them updates, struggles, give them information that they need to help really guide you in the right direction, hold you accountable, right? And then our program also guarantees results, right? So if you're not seeing visible changes and improvements in the first 4 weeks of starting our program, we can just refund you, you know? That's why everybody has to qualify for our program before they get started, because we just don't take like kind of random people we don't think we can help. So yeah, that's kind of our system, you know? And a lot of people have been asking like, hey, do a podcast on like, what do you guys do to help people not track? I mean, it's that, I mean, it's simple, you know, it's all based on macros and calories, but we're not tracking anything. We don't need MyFitnessPal. We can delete it. We don't need any tracking app for that matter. Everything is on your blueprints and they're super easy. The idea is to go from the blueprints to not having to follow the blueprints at all, just knowing what your meals and everything looks like. And the blueprints help to teach you how meals should look when you're out to eat or you're at a birthday or like what things might look like, navigating other things where certain foods aren't available at the right time. Whereas macros, like, oh, I have no idea what this food is, like calorie wise. Like, I'm not going to count it. I don't even know. Like, forget about it. Right. So I think that that's, you know, that's some of the things that you can learn from the blueprints and working with a coach that can help support you not tracking. Right. So if you're interested in learning more about if our program is right for you, if we can support you in the right ways, there's a link at the bottom of this podcast to book a call. It's a 10-15 minute call with me or somebody from my team. We're nice people. We just want to get to know you. We just want to make sure that you have goals that are important to you and that we've helped people with before. And then from there, we talk about what the next steps would be to like onboard you into the program and like actually get you started, right? So if you're lurking around there, I see you, just book a call. It's no pressure. It's just a chance for me and my team to get to know you and see how we can help, right? So the link is below somewhere in the podcast. I look forward to chatting with you if it's the right time for you to start getting serious about reaching your goals and looking like you CrossFit. So before we go into the next segment, which is our WOD Nutrition Trivia segment, which is questions from our Facebook group, which has over 13,000 CrossFitters in it. You can also join that link at the bottom somewhere in this podcast. I want to go through our sponsors. So sponsor number one, X Endurance, third-party tested best supplements for CrossFitters out there in the market, period. It's not even close. They're extreme endurance. The creatine doesn't make you bloated, which I love. It allows me to continue to get stronger, build muscle, especially now that I'm getting back into CrossFit consistently. So go to X Endurance, click at the link below, and there's a discount code of 15% on any order if you click the link below and put in the code CBG15. Other sponsor, Benchmark Coffee, best coffee for CrossFitters, made fresh, shipped directly to your door. They have so many different flavors and options. Head over to Benchmark Coffee. If you're wanting to hit PRs, you want to make sure that you have energy throughout your day for your WODs, because it's the best coffee for CrossFitters, period. Not even close. So go ahead and click that link. You can get a discount code by putting code CBG inside your checkout. Now, WOD Nutrition Trivia today. We had a couple questions. Number one, fueling for quarterfinals. All right, so I told you guys I was going to go through this. Number one thing I want to go over with this question, right? If you're thinking about just fueling for quarterfinals when quarterfinals gets here, you're too late. And this is happening a lot, right? I have a lot of semifinal athletes, borderline semifinal athletes, quarterfinal athletes we're working with here at CBG Nutrition. And there are a lot of people that I know we're not working with that are kind of just like lazily going through the open. They already know they're going to make quarterfinals or the next stage and semifinals. And the workouts are, you know, they're going hard, but they already know they're going to make the next stage. There's no pressure, right? This is a great time to be focusing on your nutrition if you're one of these athletes. It's a great time, okay? Because what you do now in terms of how well you sleep, the foods that you choose to eat, the amount of food that you choose to eat, how you feel properly is going to dictate how you do in quarterfinals. Everything you're doing now is going to dictate how you do in quarterfinals, right? Not what you do the week of quarterfinals. It's too late then. That's just extra right? That's the cherry on top, right? The cake is now. You have to make sure that you're fueling, incorporating the right recovery protocol, sleeping well. So those athletes out there that are sleeping on the open, they're like, oh, these workouts are easy. I know I'm going to make the next stage. That's sick. Awesome. You worked hard. You got to this place. Great. Focus on your nutrition. Focus on your sleep. This is the time to do it now. It's going to be too late once you get to the week of quarterfinals, right? Now, once we get to the week of quarterfinals, we're going to carb load a few days ahead of time, meaning we're adding 40 to 60 extra grams of carbohydrates for women the Wednesday before the Friday, or two to three days before, we're adding 40 to 60. And then for men, 60 to 80 extra grams of carbohydrates, right? Ahead of time, right? Now, during quarterfinals, what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're eating consistently throughout the days leading up to quarterfinals. We're adding in those extra carbs. This is our carb loading protocol. And then before each workout, right, we're also adding in another like 30 to 50 grams of carbohydrates, simple digesting carbohydrates, right? That just make it super easy for you to digest and get into the bloodstream, replenish glycogen to make sure you have enough fuel, right? Now, also what's key in quarterfinals is it's multi-event, multi-day, right? Like you're doing an event and then you're going to rest a couple hours, you're going to do another one, right? We need to have a post-workout protein shake with 20 to 30 grams of protein plus 40 to 60 grams of carbohydrates, right? We need to have food in between. We need to have an actual meal, right, in between that has protein and carbs prioritized. Veggies don't really matter so much. Fat, you can limit that. But an actual meal, and then again, you need to have 30 to 50 grams of fast digesting carbohydrates prior to event number two, if you're doing the like two to three events in one day, right? And then at night, this is where you can, okay, let's have the veggies, let's have the fat while still prioritizing the protein and the carbs, right? Now, I can't go into all the detail. I know this is just a wild nutrition trivia question, but we do have our quarterfinals guide. Nutrition guide. And we actually partnered with Brute Strength, right? One of the top premier CrossFit programming companies out there. And we also partnered with GoWOD, one of the top premier mobility companies out there for CrossFitters. We worked with them to create a quarterfinals guide. If you don't have this guide, you're screwed. It's badass. It's free. All you have to do is either, probably the easiest way is send me a DM on Instagram. Like go to our Instagram and send me the word quarterfinals and I will DM you the quarterfinals guide for free that you can start utilizing to make sure that you're ahead of the game, right? But nutrition starts now. That's the most important tip that I have for you guys, right? Especially when it comes to quarterfinals. And then for semifinal athletes, it starts now, right? Ideally, it started in January. That's our in-season nutrition. I mean, that's when you really want to start stuff. But yeah, I think that's kind of the next step, right? Okay. Next question. Does it matter what time I take creatine? Great question. No, it doesn't matter. Creatine takes 2 to 3 weeks to even saturate the muscle. Then you're constantly just saturating it after that with daily 5 grams, right? It doesn't matter what time you take it. Just take it consistently. That's the most important thing. Not what time, but taking it consistently, right? Daily 5 grams. I do it in my post-workout. Sometimes I do it pre because, X-Endurance has a really great flavor of their creatine. I kind of take it as a pre-workout sometimes. So get on it. 5 grams of creatine daily. Doesn't matter what time, just stay consistent. Last question is, predictions for CrossFit Games. Who wins the CrossFit Games? Oh my gosh. Okay. You guys know I have a lot of athletes. So I'm sticking with them 100%. I believe in our athletes a lot. So I think in terms of who wins the games, I'm going with Danielle Brandon 100%. She's fueled. She's ready this year. She has a badass documentary coming out this month, the month of March, 2024. You need to find out a way to watch this when it comes out. Yeah, I mean, some of the previews of this are insane. I mean, talk about, and I know a little bit about Danielle's story, not everything. And I can't wait to watch this. It's going to be so sick. If you go to her Instagram profile, she's giving like little snippets of what it looks like. Danielle Brandt energy all day. I'm so excited for her this year. We, you know, in terms of the competition she's already done, she feels so fueled and ready, which is really great. And so, yeah, I'm pumped for that. And yeah, I think she takes home a podium spot. I think she gets first this year at the CrossFit Games. Everything's dialed in. She's ready to go, and she's feeling stronger than ever. So, Other athletes on the female side, Laura Horvath, a beast. I would like to see Bethany Shadburn really crush it. Bethany Flores, excuse me. I would love to see her smash. Tia, obviously, always up there. Was really hoping for Mal to make a run this year. But obviously supportive of all these athletes and their decisions that they make, as it's really tough to, stay committed to the sport and do the things in life necessary. It's a lot. It's a lot, guys. I talk to these athletes, at least one of them daily, with the number of athletes we're working with. And, it ain't just a walk in the park. They're not just like these walking, superheroes that have no issues and no problems. There's a lot of stress and pressure on them to do well, and they want to do well, and then Haley Adams, man, I love it. Let's get after it. I love to see young athletes, I really love seeing young athletes crush it. But in terms of the first podium spot, I'm sticking with my girl DB. I mean, there's no reason I would go against her. I know what she's doing to improve it and make it happen. So on the male side, Sam Quant's always the underdog. So I'm going with my boy Sam Quant. I would love to see James Sprague in the top five this year. He's another one of the CBG athletes. I think I'm looking for Justin to make a comeback, right? I would love to see Justin make a comeback. That would be real sick. I think, every now and then athletes have an off year. I think last year was just an off year. So I'd love to see him do something. But I think Sam Quant takes first. I mean, he's just – he's dialed in. He always has a top finish when he's healthy. You can look at past years. I mean, he's always up there when he's healthy. So I think he can make a run for a good spot. It would be great to see Pat do something, but he's got to get that killer instinct. He's got to finish. That's the only thing. He's got to finish, but other than that, yeah, I think those are some of the winners. So, yeah, guys. So Justin, the WOD nutritionist here at CBG, will help you lose body fat, build muscle, crush your WODs without tracking macros. So today I went over our blueprint system. If you're interested in learning more, go ahead and book a call. Click the link below. Would love to talk to you, see if we can help. Make sure you're serious and ready to go, because me and my team will be. Okay? Peace out, guys. Talk soon.